What is going on, man? Today, September the 18th. It is a balmy 38 degrees. I'd like to welcome you back to HTL. It's your boy LSB. On FPS Fridays, man, we are talking about some gaming stuff and a little bit of background as to when I started gaming. Now, I remember, like many in my age bracket, the Atari 2600, you know what I mean, playing Joust and those types of games. Those are great. But I think it all changed for me when the original Nintendo dropped, right? A little backstory on the original Nintendo. I have a brother, and or had a brother, and he was older than I was. And I think, God, where were we? We're in Southern California. And I remember the day. I can't remember where we were, but we have two different mothers. Same dad, two different mothers. And it was his birthday, right? And his mother and my father went in on this console, right? State of the art, right? You got to remember, this is 1985, maybe 86. You know, I think the console came out July 83, something like that. And, God, I remember it. They walked in with the little package. You know, he opened it up actually outside, right? And he was ecstatic. And, I you know, I was young. I'm what, 10 years younger than he is? Something like that. So he's ecstatic. And I'm watching him glowing, man. He's glowing. And they run in and he rips the package up, just demolishes the box, right? Puts this thing together, plugs it in, and I remember being absolutely mesmerized, okay? You gotta remember, modern gaming today, nowadays, it's completely different, right? Everything's 3D, you know, everything's got environments, and it's Far Cry, okay, from the original Nintendo. Ataris before that, you know what I mean? Well, you're talking about the guys that were playing Oregon Trail. Fucking Oregon Trail. But, yeah. So I remember him opening that thing up, and we were glued to it. Now, of course, I couldn't play because it only came with one controller, and whack. The hell were you doing, Nintendo? Okay? Like, that is some bullshit. How you going? Still, to this day, it gets me. It gets me why they shipped it with one controller. Or at least that one came with one controller. I'm sure there were a multitude of versions that came out after that, but that's besides the point. Point was, it had me. It had me. I mean, it was enthralling, to say the least, to watch, you know, that type of art, that type of medium. See, I've always been an arty kind of kid. I was always into the street art. I liked the stuff people would graffiti, you know, the big murals they would do under bridges and stuff. It always just the colors, the abstract nature of art. Now, I was never a museum guy, but when it came to the digital art, the representation of Super Mario jumping around, you know, it was crazy. It was crazy. And it was a far cry from the way things are now. Again, it's changed, and a lot has changed, and the hardware has changed. You know, it's constantly improving, getting better, looking better. Not only, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it could be on the shelf, right? That classic square box. You guys remember, I don't know how many Nintendo fans we have in the listening, but sliding that cartridge in. Do you remember how jank it used to be when you used to just be like blowing on the cartridge, you know what I mean, or stacking two of them in there, or flipping the console over to try to get the game to jank, that little connector they had that looked like a PCIe slot on a computer. Jesus, that was probably before PCIe slots. Well, no, I don't think it was before that, but whatever, I'm rambling. But yeah, that was a thought that stuck into my head, was that when he got that console, and I wanted one so bad. I mean, after that, I was hooked, baby. I was dialed into the gaming industry. And I've been there ever since. And, you know, even now, 43 years old, I can think back. And I remember when I finally did get my own. And I was 7 or 8. I would say about 7 or 8, because I know it happened around my birthday as well. So it was a considerable distance away from when my brother got his. And fun fact here, it's a deep dive on FPS Fridays. The first time I skipped school and pretended to be sick, right, was when Mike Tyson's punch out hit my living room. I mean, I tell you what, I had been saving pennies, right? I'd find pennies on the street. There was just, I mean, anytime I could find change or get change, like I could make a buck or something, I'd go get a candy bar and save the change. I remember when I got that game, I was dialed in 110%. Enough to the point where I stayed up so late that the next day I actually did feel like whack. But I think it was because my adolescent brain hadn't been attuned to being that excited about something. Right? See, I grew up very, very poor. So a video game console for me and our family, single father, two kids, he was always gone. So it was very come up with your own form of entertainment. And when the video game console hit the living room, I was just like, you guys want to go for bike ride? No, I'm playing Mario, son. But I mean, I still ended up spending a lot of time. But that initial part of gaming. When I first got it was definitely just, I don't know. I don't think I still to this day can't wrap my head around that level of excitement and how I didn't stop. I went from one game to the next, man. Metroid. What else was there, man? It was back when DuckTales was on the TV, man. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the OG. Son of a biscuit, man, I'm telling you. And I've been dialed into games ever since, and I've watched it kind of evolve. And PC wise, always been a PC kind of guy. I got into IT for a little while, and I was really enthralled with the way hardware was moving. And I've watched hardware kind of evolve, and at the state it's in now in 2020, if you see some of the stuff that's coming out, whether it be PC or console or however. You consume the video game medium now. I mean, handhelds are, you got the Switch, all that type of jazz. You guys remember the PS? The Vita? The Vita! Bro, that was a dope little device, so. That was a really sweet little piece of tech. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of that thing. I think I bought just about everything, to be honest. The Sega 32X, what was that? Was it the 32X? Had that little adapter cartridge that you kind of slotted in. You know what I mean? Do you guys remember the Sega CD? Dreamcast? If you do, hit me up on Twitter. There'll be a post about this podcast going live. Feel free to interact, man. Tell me about what was your first console? I'm telling you, twitter.com/lostsoulbrand. I'd love to hear what got you dialed in. And what's keeping you going now, man? Last night, what was it? Yesterday? 6 a.m.? Fuck, that's early. The Nvidia 3080 launch. Big controversy over that whole thing, man. I kind of paid attention to it just a little bit, and what I don't understand, and I'm gonna criticize you, Nvidia, why have a sign up leading up to the sale of your product that says inform me when it's available, right? The fucking thing sold out before the emails went out. Are you kidding me? This thing sold out in like 8 minutes, okay? It's a big controversy again, because scalpers and I was reading an article while I was on break last night talking about bots. People with bot automated accounts just sitting there, just, I mean, vulture waiting. And they sold the whole shit out. in like 8 minutes. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry at the same time. Ingredia, that was a cash grab. That was a cash grab, man. Who in their right mind launches the largest product release of 2020 for gamers without any sort of secondary verification? No CAPTCHA? Are you serious? I can't even log into my PayPal. I can't even log into a website without a fucking CAPTCHA. Pick three fire hydrants. Whoops, you fucked up. What about the bicycles? You know what I mean? Like, but no, NVIDIA launches the product. Single most sought out piece of hardware. And nothing. Just click buy, click buy, click buy. And, you know, it rightfully so. It has a lot of the community, the gaming community that I know. I've seen a lot of controversy about it on Twitter. People are pissed, man. And I get it. A lot of people have saved their hard-earned dollars. They got on the hype train. This is why I don't ride hype trains, too. You know, they hype up all these products, and then by the time it comes out, there's a shortage. That shortage creates an influx in the market, which drives the prices higher. That's why you see these scalpers on eBay. People sending me screenshots on Twitter all day yesterday. Talking about somebody wants $60,000 and there was 51 bids. Now, of course, those bids could be for, you know, $200, $300, but it was still the point that the listing was drawing enough attention at 60 grand. Because the hype has got people losing their goddamn mind. They're losing their goddamn mind. See, again, that's why I don't buy into the hype train. That's why, you know, I think I thought the gaming industry would have learned their lesson with Anthem. If you guys don't know what Anthem is, if you guys aren't gamers out there, Anthem was a kind of a looter shooter where you flew around basically pretending that you were Iron Man in some weak ass story in some future dystopia, and you were fighting these monsters on different planets. Whatever, it's kind of convoluted, but they hyped the game up so bad that when it came out, there was so much hype that it was literally destined to fail. Because the expectation level from the hype, from the conversation, sure, it spurred some sales, but it got so hyped up that it couldn't live up. And that's what a lot of, gaming culture, streaming culture, device culture has become. See, like I said, I love gaming, but I don't get into that 100%. Like, I'm not living for the next COD expansion pack. There's a few games that I do enjoy, like Destiny 2. I greatly appreciate what they did there with the art. I think Bungie's art is some of the best continuously. I mean, for a game that's, 6 years in the running, it's, you know, it's at least it's, well, how would I want to say it? Consistent. It's a consistent game. So when it comes to hype, what I mean by hype is new. See, I use the term hype because if people have been bred to be consumers, right? This is something that's been taught to you probably your whole life. You know, expect the latest thing, get the latest and greatest, be on top. Be like the Joneses. Got to beat your neighbor next door. His truck is shiny. You go out and polish your truck. Listen, it's no different, right? It's the same first day of back at high school. The guy with the freshest sneakers, brand new. Everybody with their brand new clothes. It's the same shit when it comes to gaming. And it's especially prevalent in PC hardware. New capture card comes out or something, and it's got streamers just losing their fucking glue. You know, oh my God, I gotta get it. I gotta sell a kidney. Honey, where's your debit card? You know what I mean? So yeah, again, it was a big thing when it came to the RTX 3080 and, you know, the scalpers and all that. And you know, I feel bad for the John Does and, you know, and the Debbies of the world. Now, paraphrasing some names there. How about Timmy and Little Susie? That don't work either. That sounds like, it sounds too targeted. Whatever. I feel sorry for the folks, the consumers that, you know, have been waiting for it. And just to get picked over by completely rookie retail mistake by one of the, you know, the most successful companies to hit the gaming industry. I'm sorry, I just don't believe that they did it by accident. But again, I don't know. I mean, I could be completely off. I've been eyeballing some consoles lately. Kickback kind of gaming experience. I'm an avid PC player, although I don't play as much games as I used to. Because I find a drought. I find, you know, it's Techtober is coming up. And this is when all, like, the dope tech and all the good stuff really hits the floor. Where you're getting a lot of the new devices, a lot of the new iPhones. You know, Samsung's got an, Android's got a new thing. Everybody's got their new thing usually around October, November. And so it's going to be interesting to see how consumers, again, lose the shit. You know what I mean? Over the latest and greatest of stuff. But if you do fall into that market, have you ever thought about how you fall into that market? I have a couple friends. Every time an iPhone comes up, right? I know they don't have the cash. But they will take their dumb ass to AT&T or Sprint or Verizon or whatever carrier they do. And they don't care if they, you know, pay $20 a month for the next 45 years. They're completely content with that. And I've always asked myself how they became content with that. Now, I mean, a loan for your car is a different story, right? You need your car to get to work, you know, take your kids to school or, well, hell, that's not even the thing now. But you get where I'm going, right? You got to get to the grocery store. Maybe the weather's terrible like Minnesota and it's 38 degrees today. Sometimes you got to drive, right? So that loan payment kind of makes sense. But when you have a $2,000 loan payment on your cell phone and you borrowing $20 from me come Monday at work, hey, look, how are these purchases becoming justifiable in your mind? And it goes with gaming, goes with, because, you know, most of our modern phones, our devices, you can play games on these things. And it's getting even better. You get that Xbox service now where you can play the cloud gaming on your phone. Huh? People are losing their shit. I love it, man. I love it. But what I don't love is watching that aspect of the consumerism, the forced, I don't know, it's just weird. It's weird to see people force themselves above all else to get the latest and greatest advice just to keep up. I used the live stream pretty heavy. And there was a device that came out. And it was a soundboard. It's called a Go XLR. And I swear to God, in the community that I was around, and the content creatives that I was around, you had to have one, right? It was one of those deals where there was so much social pressure on some of these creatives that they actually had people running out and buying like $4,000 to $5,000 worth of gear, including that soundboard, but didn't have a stitch of beans of knowledge on how to plug it together or put together a show. They didn't have an intro. I mean, it was a hype. It was the hype. It was a hype around the product, bringing people to the industry. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, more people, more eyes on the streaming industry definitely pushed it forward. But there was, and still is, depending on where you look, a bar subconsciously to reach for content creatives, for gamers, to hit that mark amongst their buddies, right? Well, I got the 2080 Ti Super.
Well, I got the 1080 Ti. Well, I got a 1060.
You know, and then your buddies are constantly like, you know, you play with them, right? You play with them. You know you play with them. Come on, you do. You got the buddy that's got the Xbox X when you're rocking the S. You know, and he's going, well, my game plays smooth. That's that social pressure. That's that consumerism social pressure that's been placed on him and he's transferring it to you, right? It's a dick measuring contest. Sometimes it's the way it is. And ladies, I'm sure it's probably something different for you. But, you know, I have different physical aspects than you. So maybe it's different for you. Maybe the ladies don't apply the fucking 120 FPS mentality is what I like to call it. Like, you know, it's like an addiction to bragging. Maybe that's a better analogy. I don't know. It's a weird thing in gaming where you got to keep up. Again, that overactive consumerism, that hype train helps to push that. It was what I like to call hype culture. And it's, I think to me, it's ruining gaming. Because it is taking the fun aspect out of it. And now it's becoming a life's necessity for some of these folks. To have the latest X-Pack to stay relevant. To have the latest COD season pass to stay relevant. To
can I have some V-Bucks?
Spitting kids on the TV. You know, I don't know. But it's a strange place in gaming. And you know, and after 30 years of playing games, I wouldn't say that the hype hasn't always been there, because it has, because I remember the big launches and releases for titles upon titles. Consoles, too. I mean, I remember when the Sega dropped. The Dreamcast dropped. It was huge. It's back when malls were a thing. I know. Timmy, you might be younger. You don't know what a fucking mall is. And hell, it's 2020. I don't even know if they have malls anymore because you can't go to them. But there's a little bit of stab there on COVID. How you like my nail? But you know, it's one of those things where now it's different. See, we're media connected. This podcast, your phone, smart TV, right? All of this shit's connected. You got Alexa on your fucking kitchen table listening to you all day long. It's a different world than it was in the 80s, 90s, 2000s were even kind of, you've got mail. You can see the push. So I think it's kind of diluted gaming. Gaming has become very consumerism. I hope one day in my rant that gaming kind of switches back to harping about the art form. There are still some game makers out there that are very sorry. That was out of nowhere. I got poots on my shoulder. I think a piece of hair in my mouth. Very diluted, but non-diluted at the same time. Cyberpunk, you know, another art visual kind of game that's coming up that's a serious, serious hype thing, and I hope it doesn't pull an Anthem, to be honest. Red Dead Redemption 2, although they didn't do the expansion pack for that. That was great. I thought that was great. It was great. It was artistically a beautiful game. And there's other games too. I mean, Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade it's called. Beautiful dive by Ninja Theory into psychosis. And wow, what a ride that brain was. If you get a chance, if you're not a gamer, look up Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice on YouTube and just watch all the cutscenes or something. Or there's actually a dev dive documentary that they put together where they actually consulted with a lot of professionals in the psychological field while creating the game to be in tune with the situation and the portrayal that was happening. So I still think there are a lot of good things still left in the gaming space for interaction. We have VR is a big push. Well, I mean, it's kind of slowed down a little bit now, but we got any VR people in the listening field? Are you doing any of that? None? No? Yeah, maybe? I don't know. I haven't stepped into VR. I would like to, but the price is ridiculous. Huh? Do you want to sacrifice 1 month's worth of rent? Or it's 2020, Jack. Okay? Got to make sure you got four walls, some heat, maybe some AC. Okay? I don't know. But I'd love to get into VR. I would love to. I play some games still to this day, and I don't know. I'm basically just playing Destiny 2. I mean, I can't find a game. Well, no, wait. Backpedal! Amazon's got a game coming out. New World, right? Played the beta. My boy, Mythic G4, turned me on to this game. And I didn't really... I had to watch some gameplay. I had to see some gameplay before I kind of just all in, jumped in, you know what I mean? After watching that game, it's kind of like World of Warcraft, you know, meets kind of like an Elder Scrolls Online, but highly more visual. Now, there were some shortcomings in it, and of course, it was a beta. You know, I think 80% of games are betas now because they're all live service, and well, that's a different topic for another Friday, but yeah, it was great. It was great. It's not scheduled, I guess, to come out till like March, April, or some, next spring, 2021, or New World, if you're listening, okay? I don't know if that's the play. There's going to be a lot of hardware coming out and a lot of games coming out. You could shoot yourself in the foot. You might want to push it. I mean, Amazon's backing you. Might be prudent to kick it in fucking high gear. I don't know. I'm not a dev. I'm working on a few live streaming apps and stuff, and in Xcode and Swift. So I do know that environment. I know that environment can take a little while. I don't know the gaming space, you know, creating a game the size of that. I mean, it was dope though. I mean, running around with my buddies, Crazy Plums, and I'm throwing out gaming handles for you guys because I don't, you know, you gotta protect their name, right? Just be out here name dropping, bruh. Looking forward to New World though. There's another expansion pack for Destiny 2 coming out. But outside of those two games, I can't really think of much that I'm really, really excited about, unless I guess for the holiday season, maybe. Maybe, but if it's anything like the NVIDIA launch, maybe everything will be... Well, I don't buy any games. I don't even buy any games. Physical copy. When was the last time... Poots. When was the last time we bought a video game? Rock Band, maybe. And that's just because it had the guitar and the drums and the... Wait, was that Rock Smith? Fuck, I don't know. That's probably like 07. I've been digitally downloading games ever since, I swear. Take the disc drive. I have a disc drive on my computer. I don't own a single CD. I don't even have a DVD or a Blu-ray or any of that in this house. I have zero physical media. That's kind of strange now that you think about it. Poots, what are you eating? Hey. I'm whistling at her like she's a fucking puppy. Do you remember the transition between physical media and digital? Or have you fully adopted, or are you still a physical copy kind of person? Again, there'll be a tweet about this episode going live on twitter.com/LostSoulBrand. Give me a couple replies. Talk back with me. Let me know. Give me some feedback on some of the things that I talked about today. On the FPS Friday. Let me know, when did you get your first console? When did you switch from physical to digital media, or have you? And what's got you most hype? you know, since a lot of people are stuck into the hype loop for the latest and greatest. What's got you excited, you know? We can only go on this for so long, man, before we deplete the entire planet of the minerals that we need to create all these electronics. So hopefully we hit the unicorn before we hit the end game. Oh, man. All right, so I'm going to get ready for work. I got a few things. I got to wait for this package. I'm like hawking the door. You've ever been waiting for a package and you feel like a ninja, right? You're like hiding in the bush. You're waiting just, don't you dare put a sticker on my door. Bro, I got FedEx and UPS guys that will drive up in front of the building and then drive away. And then my phone will say, sorry, we missed you. No, you didn't get out of the truck, motherfucker. You should have got out of the truck because I seen you and I got you a camera. Anyway. I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening. I'm going to get up out of here. It's your boy, LSP. Peace, love, and chicken grease. And as always, be good to yourself, man. Be good to others. I'll catch yous real soon.